Let us attend,
brethren, unto every one of us grace is given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave himself, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Who hath shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace, having spread through the thanksgiving of many, may abound to the glory of God.
Peace be unto thee that readeth,
and to thy spirit
with song.
Of thy mercies, O Lord, will I sing forever, unto generation and generation will I declare thy truth with my mouth.
Alleluia!
According to St. Matthew. that time, walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, and he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and he dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And the Lord said unto his disciples, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. People who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Now, the world, as we look at the world today, seems very dark. It seems as if we are again, once more, a people who sit in darkness. And yet, we have beheld a great light, or we wouldn't have labored through the streets and trains of Liverpool and Merseyside and the Wirral to come to church today. It's very important that we think about the power of light. Sometimes if we've had our evening services here in church, there is one light that I don't put out as we go out of the door. And it's this little one here, a little green one by the deer. And that light sheds an extraordinary light throughout the church. Even though everything is darkness, you see tiny little light reflected off the great candle stand, tiny little lights reflected in the bells, little bits and pieces throughout the church. Just little reflections of light that give you guidance as to where you are in the darkness. That little light is very important. Now, perhaps if we look into, if we were the Greeks, how devastating and how dark must have been the days when Hagia Sophia was invaded and taken over and despoiled. How Constantinople, that great and beautiful and wonderful city, was taken over and its churches despoiled and emptied, its icons burned, its priests, its bishops martyred. How devastating and how dark that must have been. If we were Romanian or Bulgarian, how our countries were taken over, how our churches were enslaved, how our priests were maltreated. Terrible things happened across Serbia and Macedonia and across Greece. So 14th, 15th, 16th centuries, in that period, our churches were enshrouded with an incredible darkness, and yet that light was never ever extinguished. That light was never ever put out. And as soon as those churches were free and those priests were free once more, so the light of Orthodoxy burnt brightly once more in those lands. Some of us remember the opening of the churches in the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. What darkness there must have been across the lands of Russia and Ukraine when all the churches were closed. I remember reading all about between 1937 and 1939, the local Soviets were given a quota for the number of priests that were to be shot. How dark, how grim must have been that darkness. And yet, the light of Christ shone brightly in that land. And then in the late 1980s and early 1990s, it was able to shine across the land once more. Then how important is our little light? For our society seems very far from God. If you look across Britain, many of our churches are closing. Many people seem to be far away from God. Sometimes a traditional Christian faith is ridiculed. Sometimes it is scorned. Sometimes it is even hated. So there is some darkness across our land today. But our light is very important. Just as when I'm leaving the church and only the central light in the iconostasis is still lit, so your lights are still shining. My light is hopefully still shining. You do not know, we do not know, who that light falls upon. The brighter we try to make that light, the more power it will have. The brighter that our light is, the more people will be touched by the light of our Saviour. So that light is important. We seem to think that perhaps our country is turning away from faith, is turning away from traditional Christian values and faith. And yet, our light is still shining. And we do not know whose light, whose person that light will shine upon. But we have to nevertheless keep shining, however difficult and however hard that might be. So on this Sunday, where we have come, the Sunday after Theophany, to bless the water, to see new creation, new life, refreshing the earth. Let's refresh the light that is in our lives, so that when we proceed from our beautiful little church, our light is shining brightly, and people will notice that our light, nevertheless, is brighter than it was before. May God bless us in our ministry of distributing the light of Christ throughout our dark world, and may He give us the grace and the strength to proclaim His light in the darkness. Amen.